from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ryan Ugly's out. Brandon Scott is in. Happy Labor Day to everybody out there. Man, y'all have a safe, fun Labor Day. Make plenty of memories with your family, with your loved ones, man. Drink some of that cold beer. Get on that grill and have you a day, man. Just make sure you stay plugged into Sports Radio 610 along the way. The Astros are rocking and rolling right now. They're down 2-0. This is the first game of the series against the Cincinnati Reds. Verlander is not looking real sharp. 30-plus pitches in. And he's got what's he got? It one out into the second inning.
Yeah, and walked the first three guys.
Yeah,
like right. Not just walked the leadoff guy, walked the first three guys.
Yeah, it's gonna be at the very least. You trust Verlander, the veteran that he is, to right the ship and get as much juice as you can out of this start, right? Ultimately, but 36 pitches in, and you've got 4 total outs. Down 2-0, yeah, and he's missing with a fastball on the outside of the plate, and he just missed with an off-speed on the inside. So Verlander's in a rough spot, 2-0 Reds. We'll keep you posted on what's going on there. But the reason I bring that up is Jeff Blum is not with TK. He's not on the call today. Jeff Bagwell is on the call today. And here's a text from 0744. Can someone get Bagwell off the broadcast? So weird. Sounds like a serial killer.
Come on now. All right. That's a stretch.
I mean, look.
That's a stretch, Texter.
Yeah, I mean.
A serial killer.
I would not have ended it with a serial killer, with Ted Bundy, but I guess I can somewhat understand where, like, just from a listener's pleasure, like, it's monotone.
Yeah.
There's no energy. There is a certain level of former player arrogance that he speaks with.
Yeah.
But I got a question for you, B. Scott. Is this more of an Abreu issue of late where people just can't get over that? Or has Bagwell, has there always been a certain level of hate there for Bagwell?
So I think it's the former. I think it has to do. So here's the thing. Bagwell is very clearly not a trained broadcaster. Nor does he sound like you could even find a non-trained broadcaster, a former player, bring him on the broadcast, and he still bring energy. You can still tell, man, he's excited to be here. He's excited to be calling this game. He's excited to be in my living room right now. You don't get that from Bagwell. Like you say, it's monotone. There's the arrogance, and you don't really get the same energy that a Jeff Blum clearly gives you. You don't have the same polishedness that a Jeff Blum, who does it every day, clearly gives you. So I think there's an obvious difference in the quality of the broadcast, but I think that was, say, 2 years ago when he'd do it, it was charming because it was Jeff Bagwell. It's an Astros legend. It's an Astros great. It's a Hall of Famer. And anything that Jeff Bagwell has to say about baseball carries a certain level of weight and credibility. I think that's even still the case, even given the way things have gone over the last couple of off seasons for the Astros. But I think because of the Abreu / Montero / just the whole pivoting of energy from the front office of, hey, we're going to go from the nerds to the jocks and namely lean into the Jeff Bagwell influence on the organization. I think that has rubbed some people the wrong way. It's worn on some people. And so things that they might have celebrated or tolerated from Jeff Bagwell on the broadcast and say, 2022, the year they won the World Series, before James Click was run up out of here, are not things that they are willing to tolerate and shrug their shoulders at today after the Abreu signing, after the Montero signings that, of course, blew up in your face.
Yeah, it seems like it's intensified. I'm sure it's always been there. Nobody, no matter how good you are, is ever loved by everybody, obviously. There's always some hate out there, but it seems like it's intensified a bit. Here's my issue with it is, even if you don't like the Abreu deal, and which none of us do, by the way, or the Montero deal that went south, it's hard for me to get to a spot with Bagwell.
Yeah.
Where, and it, I guess it's to your point, the caliber player, it's hard for me to get to a point where when you're a former player of that caliber, I'm just going to tell you, I am all in on listening. I'll overlook the monotone. I'll overlook the no energy. I'll overlook the arrogance. And I am plugged in when I can, just simply to try to, like, I want to crawl in the head of a guy as good as Bagwell and understand kind of how he sees the game and how he sees pitches and at bats and things of that nature. It's wild for me to ever get to a place and think where, hey man, just get him off the broadcast.
Yeah. Well, so there's a value there, to your point. There is a value there in just the caliber of player he is, no matter how you feel about his career, how you feel about the signings that didn't work out. No matter how you feel about him, there is instant credibility with him on the broadcast. Now, I do think that for some people it's just a matter of, hey, it's not his knowledge of the game. It is the entertainment value. I don't want to hear the monotone. I don't want to be preached to. I want somebody who is both enthusiastic and teaching me something about the game. It might be for me, like the age that I am and how I follow Bagwell. I could see if you're a much, much older fan than me, how Bagwell might not do anything for you, or if you're a much, much younger fan than I am. But if you're in that sweet spot of 30 to 45 and you grew up watching Jeff Bagwell as a Houstonian and as an Astros fan, it's going to be hard for me to quit Jeff Bagwell.
Absolutely.
It's going to be hard for me to hate Jeff Bagwell. I'll give you something right now, Clint, that he gave me on the game just in between breaks. I can give you some Jeff Bagwell insight on Justin Verlander just in between breaks. Obviously, you and I can't watch every single pitch because we're doing this show together. But in the break, I was able to listen to a little bit of the broadcast. Jeff Bagwell says this: Justin Verlander's velocity is down. It's probably because his mechanics are off. I can give you that right now here on the radio from Jeff Bagwell. In the 3 minutes that we had a break, all I could see was that Justin Verlander walked his first three batters. From Jeff Bagwell, hey, velocity down, mechanics are off.
Yeah.
You know, it's that type. And I know any kind of baseball expert can give you that, but Jeff Bagwell is going to get down to the meat of the matter in that way.
Well, a lot of it, too, is whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. Like he's not paid, and this is how I've always viewed, like, when I was doing TV and the analyst stuff and even on the radio today, like, I'm not paid to be right. Right. I'm not
paid to say what you think.
I'm paid to educate myself, go to practice.
Yeah.
And watch what the hell's going on out there. Right. And listen to all the interviews, watch the game films. And like, I'm not paid to be right. There's going to be somebody was wrong on my ass from the time I stepped on the field at Baytown Lee. Somebody was wrong on my ass. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to miss on guys. You're going to be wrong on guys. But if you go out and you educate yourself, and he's inside the building to where he's obviously privy to information that none of us are, then, I mean, you're paid to give an educated opinion that's based on a Hall of Fame level of experience.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah,
Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Experience. I mean, there's hardly anybody else in the world that can do that. And for me personally, that just carries some pretty significant weight. Now, the Abreu situation may have pushed some people off the Bagwell train. Cool. I'm with you. I'm still there.
Yeah, and again, like I feel like you should be able to separate, and that's what's hard to do with it, right? It's hard to now separate because, look, the broadcast, and this is a little bit of inside baseball here, but the broadcast is owned by the team, right? Like, yes. Ever since they went to Space City Home Network, broadcast owned by the team. Jeff Bagwell, you know, in Jim Crane's ear and pocket, right? So it's got this feeling of, man, it's Jeff Bagwell over there just running everything and in some cases running things into the ground. But I will say, look, like you can hate those deals. Those deals were obviously bad, but the Astros have recovered, right? Like, oh, yeah. Have they not recovered from, you know, said bad deal? Have they not recovered from all of the injuries, all of the calamity that they find themselves facing? So it's not all bad. I get the association with Jeff Bagwell. I tell you what I don't want. I don't want Jeff Bagwell making all of the baseball decisions. I want some accountability. I want some checks and balances of the jock expert that is Jeff Bagwell and the way that they were running things under James Click and Jeff Luhnow. Yeah. Like, I'd like to have a meeting of the minds there as opposed to, hey, let's just lean on what Jeff Bagwell has to say about things. But as far as just a broadcast, I feel like I can learn a lot from Bagwell.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I mean, I don't necessarily want him signing my relief pitchers or my first baseman moving forward, but without a general manager's input and without, you know, with just kind of spitballing this thing. But at the end of the day, I'm talking about a broadcast. I'm talking about a damn Hall of Famer. So I'm in on it. Hey, one guy that's not in the lineup today for the Astros is Jake Meyers, who has been a mainstay in center field. He is on paternity leave. So as you did earlier, I would like to congratulate Jake Meyers and wish him the best of luck and hope everything's healthy and everything's rolling. I don't know exactly in Major League Baseball. I'm assuming that it differs for players in terms of their situation. But I don't know that Jake Meyers right now, Skeezy, I don't know that Jake Meyers needs to be spending too much time away from the boys, if you know what I mean.
Hey, it's funny, literally as you set it up too, Clint, like this could not be any more poetic, all right, for two country boys. Could not be any more poetic than as you say that, white boy Chaz. are we allowed? Or
when he doubles like that?
I was going to say, I want to check myself, make sure I'm following the show rules here, the drive rules. White boy Chaz hits a double literally as Clint Sterner is setting up that point, which is to say, hey, Jake, make sure everything is good with the family. Family first. Like you and I, we both got kids, got families. Family first. Family people around here on the drive. Very family friendly show. But you might want to get back to work, dog.
Hey, man. Hey, I don't know. I mean, I'm looking at Jake's splits here, man. And look, I know there's some cats out there in these advanced stats and that, but I'm just looking at the basic splits, man. I mean, that OPS in May was 924, and it has plummeted on a monthly basis.
Yes,
I mean, since May. It has June, July, August, and I mean, have been awful for Jake Meyers. I thought it would be Dubon. Like, I thought Dubon would go straight to center field and he would be the guy when however long Jake is out. And, you know, if Dubon swings it well, I think you got some. I don't care how much the coaches support Jake. Boy, if Jake continued to struggle at the plate and Dubon played well while Jake was out, I mean, it's human nature. That's got to stick in your head, right? I didn't think it would be that Chaz McCormick, they'd call back up and stick him in center field. But they did, and now he's doubled in his first at bat. And so we'll see if anything comes of it. That puts Jordan Alvarez at the plate with one out, runners on second and third in a 2-0 ball game. Astros trailing.
What's going to save him, Clint, is that Bregman is dealing with this elbow issue. Because as much as we had a back and forth about should Dubon be the center fielder and all that, Dubon is naturally an infielder.
Yes.
And so if Bregman is going to be injured, then Dubon better serves them filling out whatever kind of depth they need from third base all the way across the diamond to first.
Well,
that'll help them, the fact that Dubon is not really in the mix to take him out.
I'm with you. I think the super utility guy during a regular season of 162 games is super important. Okay, I get that. And so there's really nobody else other than your super utility guy that's pushing him, that is even pushing him at this point in time. Last year, Chaz was. Year before, Chaz was. Now it's Dubon, right? And to your point, you got to use him in other places, so he's not going to play in center field. Okay, I'm fine with that. But the Jake Myers-Dubon conversation come playoff time, I believe is very real. And I think it's real in that organization, which we don't have any reason to believe that it's not based on what we've seen the last year.
Yeah, and the thing is, if he hits it all, then it's not.
Because
I think one thing that Jake, and this is to give Jake some credit, the one thing I do feel like he's established this year is validating the faith that they had in him as a defensive prospect, as a defensive center fielder. Now, sure, he still can't consistently hit his way out of a paper bag, and that is, to me, the sole issue. I don't really care about his arm anymore. I don't care. Like, defensively, I'm good with Jake, but the issue is his lack thereof consistency at the plate. So if he can hit at all, the conversation ends.
Well,
it's the fact that he's a hole in your lineup.
Well, I mean, we just got to be real with it, B. Scott, in my opinion. I mean, we're looking at a month, maybe a month and a half of swinging it really well that's worthy of being like, nope, that's my lock, stock, and barrel center fielder. In his career in Major League Baseball, we're looking at a month and a half of really, really, really swinging it well at the plate. Everything else has been hard to watch. And so I just think it's a real topic of conversation, especially if these numbers continue to fall off here. I don't think anybody looks at Jake right now and goes, yeah, but man, his slugging, or yeah, but man, his ability to hit with power, but yeah, but man, his, you know, that May that he had back 4 months ago was enough. I really believe in it. I think it's a real conversation inside the walls of Minute Maid Park.
Maybe that dad strength will help him. Maybe that'll help.
That's
him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You start to feel a little bit better after you had them babies. We'll see how that works out.
We'll see how it works. But nonetheless, congrats, best of luck, Big Jake and the wifey and the baby. We made a bet. There was a bet that I didn't. There was a bet that was made on this show last Thursday that nobody on God's green earth thought was going to come to fruition. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it did. And we got Ron Ugly looking like Cisco, like a heavy set Cisco. I don't know if that's going to be tomorrow, Wednesday, Friday, I don't know when it's going to be, but we got us a heavy set Cisco in the house. I'm going to explain that. We'll have that audio. We'll break that down right here on Sports Radio 610 next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.